Lockheed Martin is holding job fairs beginning today in Fairbanks for positions the company would need to fill at Fort Greely if the company wins a major missile defense contract. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Defense contractors Lockheed Martin and Raytheon are competing against another team of aerospace giants, Boeing and Northrop Grumman, for the multi-billion dollar contract to operate the missile defense system, including the main missile interceptor base at Fort Greely. The Defense Department won't be awarding the contract until early next year. Lockheed Martin officials estimate sometime in May. But Lockheed Martin is going ahead with job fairs here in Fairbanks and in Delta Junction, located next door to Fort Greely, to both recruit and determine how much local talent is available in case the companies get the contract. The events in Delta will be coordinated through Partners for Progress, a Delta-based organization that provides job training and workforce guidance and referral. Cheryl Helkin, a Partners for Progress staffer, said Lockheed is looking for many different kinds of workers it would need if it got the missile system contract.
They're saying that they have opportunities available at Fort Greely for administrative field engineers, operations, program manager.
Matt Joyce, vice president and program manager for Lockheed Martin Space Systems Company, says if the firm won the contract, it would seek to fill more than 100 positions of various kinds at the main missile interceptor site at Fort Greely.
You know, you need everybody to make a sophisticated like this, system like this work.
Joyce says he believes there are enough talented workers in the interior and around Alaska with the experience and skills necessary to fill many of those positions.
I'm very confident. You know, we can find the right people. We can hire locally, staff locally.
Joyce said those who are already working in the positions for Boeing also would be welcome to apply. The missile defense contract team assembled by Lockheed Martin includes Raytheon Company, which already builds the kill vehicle on top of the missiles delivered under the existing contract. The kill vehicle is designed to collide with incoming enemy missiles at mid-course in space. The Lockheed Martin Raytheon team also includes Alaska Aerospace Corporation, which operates a private sector rocket launch facility in Kodiak. The team also includes Bechtel, one of the major Trans-Alaska Pipeline System contractors. Boeing has held the original 10-year, $18 billion contract since the program was begun. The new five-year contract, known formally as the Ground-Based Mid-Course Defense Development and Sustainment Contract, is worth some $6 billion. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.